Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. The President's Cancer Panel recommends eating foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more, and that's why we make organic yogurt, because you can trust that harmful chemicals are never used in organic food production.
Birds of a feather may flock together, but most bird pairs aren't in it for the long term. Bird Notes' Michael Stein reports that when it comes to love, birds are flighty.
Mating for life may be the human ideal, but most bird species in North America mate for a single breeding season. Some may team up with the same mate the following year, just because both stay in, or return to, the same territory. But such togetherness is relatively rare. Because most birds of the North Temperate Zone migrate, remaining in touch with a mate throughout the autumn and winter is difficult. For instance, fewer than one-fifth of song sparrow pairs are reunited. For long-term fidelity, look among the larger birds. Large resident birds such as hawks, eagles, and ravens have wide territories, meaning few contacts with the opposite sex. Maintaining a relationship through the winter may assure breeding in the next season. You'll often see such birds in pairs throughout the year. Most seabirds meet and breed in colonies, but marbled murrelets, little relatives of puffins, breed inland in old-growth forests. They have no chance to meet each other in a colony, so when a male and a female get together, they stay together. In the animal realm, birds still provide the best examples of seasonal mate fidelity. Most birds form devoted pairs for at least each breeding season, not something that can be said for most mammals. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
To see some photos of loving birds, make a beeline to our website, loe.org. Coming up, California's new clean car rules. They're a gas, and a lot more. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration in solving the world's most pressing environmental problems. The Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.